Now listen to part of a lecture on this topic in a geology class. As you listen, be sure to take notes.
So, I think we've covered all there is to say about the core and the mantle. Those layers are quite familiar to students anyway. I want to take some time today to go into more detail about the Earth's crust. The description in the textbook is rather superficial. It basically describes the crust as a unified unit. I mean, you might get the impression that the crust is a homogeneous layer, but it's not. The crust is actually better described as consisting of two parts, the continental crust and the oceanic crust. As you might guess from the names of these layers, the oceanic crust is the part under the oceans, and the continental crust is the part under the continents. Now, there are several interesting differences between these two parts of the crust, other than where they are located. One difference is the thickness. The continental crust is thicker than the oceanic crust. Also, the rocks found in the continental crust are older than the rocks found in the oceanic crust. Let's talk a bit about why this is the case.
The professor describes additional information not mentioned in the reading. Explain how the information in the lecture relates to the information in the reading.